Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever believed God for something, yet nothing seemed to change? You prayed, you hoped, and you waited, yet the breakthrough never came. Could it be that faith by itself is not enough? The Bible teaches that true faith is never silent or inactive. Real faith speaks. Real faith moves. Real faith obeys. Faith is more than believing in your heart. It is expressing that belief through your words and your actions. In today's message titled, Faith Alone is Not Enough, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what the scriptures reveal about living faith. You will learn from the woman with the issue of blood, whose faith overcame every obstacle because she declared God's promise and acted upon it. If you are ready to move from passive belief to active faith, then stay tuned to discover how faith that speaks releases the power of God into every area of life.
Faith is an attitude that must be displayed through your actions. In other words, being a doer of the word of God, that's what it means. Faith is having that attitude to be a doer of the word, not just listener. You listen and you put into action. So as Christians, we must take action that agrees with and stands for and abides or reflects our faith in Jesus Christ. So put your faith into action by doing things that line up with your current level of faith. If you have a level of faith, which God has given everybody a measure of faith, then put it into action. And that's what faith means. Faith alone is not enough. You've got to put it into action. So faith requires action and confident declaration. You see, you got to declare your faith and you got to put it into action. So the Bible teaches that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. So faith is not a passive wish. It is a spiritual force that requires corresponding action and confident declaration to manifest in your life. That's what you got to do. Words and physical actions give substance to your beliefs. Words and physical action will give substance to your faith. If you got faith, then put into action. You know, do you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood who suffered from the same sickness for 12 years? The Bible says that when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said to herself, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." So here she declared and she put into action. And Bible says that immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction, you see? So she put her faith in Jesus into action and she declared, she made proclamation that, look, if only I may touch his clothes, I may be made well. If only I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. And she took action like that. So true faith is a verb. It is a verb. We all know a verb is an action word. You see, she didn't just sit waiting for relief. She didn't just sit and said, "Oh, well, enough. You heard Jesus is a miraculous man. Okay, that's good for you." No, she put into action. She forced her way through the pressing crowd to touch the hem of his garment. So faith isn't just something we speak about in church. I'm telling you, you need to put it into action because it's a driving force that propels us beyond limits. It really propels us beyond logic, beyond human reasoning. Faith alone is not enough. True faith is never passive. It demands corresponding action. Faith must correspond with action to produce results. If you have faith and you are just sitting down, just talking about faith, and you are not putting into action, how will you get results? So she took hold of her healing and openly told her story. Hallelujah. You see, it would have been easy for her to just stay at home when she heard about Jesus. It would have been easy to just stay in bed and just have sad feelings about her life. She would just be saying, oh, I have struggled for 12 years. I might as well just give up. She didn't. She took action. She chose to believe. And when you choose to believe, you will inconvenience yourself. You will do something that is actually beyond your convenience. You will get up. You will violate what your body says to do. She got up. She got dressed. She got out of the house. She put her life at risk to be out in public because she was not supposed to be in public because she was really flowing with blood. But her believing would not leave her in bed. She did not hesitate at all. She did not let all these things be obstacles and hindrances in her way. She said, look, I got to put my faith in Jesus Christ into action. Her believing will not leave her at home. Her believing let her press through the crowd and reach out to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. You see, the Bible says in Mark chapter 5 verse 28 that she kept saying, if I only touch his garment, I shall be made well. So seeing change starts with speaking in faith. Your faith should open your mouth to confess what you believe. Do you want to see God's power working more consistently in your life? That's the question I want to ask you right now. Do you want God's power working in your life? You know, it often begins with what you say. You see, this story reveals how careless words weaken faith and how faith-filled words can bring breakthrough. It can bring direction. It can bring real change. And that's what happened with this woman. You see, a certain woman with the issue of blood, she spoke her faith and she put her faith into action. If you want faith to work for you, it must mean something to you. You know, the things you speak to, such as circumstances or sicknesses, will know whether or not you really mean what you say. Value your words, my friend. She said, if I only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. And she did so with faith. Hallelujah. So my friend, for all those years of her suffering, there was a way out, but she didn't know. That's why the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because of ignorance, many people are destroyed. Now she got to know and she took action. So you need to go ahead and agree with the word of God and act on it. Hallelujah. When she heard about Jesus Christ, she got knowledge and she just put that into action. That's how faith works. Faith alone is not enough. You got faith, but you are not acting on it. You are not proclaiming it. You are not speaking it out. It's not going to work for you. So in this story, we see that no problem is too big for Jesus Christ. That Jesus values everyone, and it doesn't matter who you are and what you have done. His grace is more than enough for you. You see, it doesn't matter how long you have been suffering from that affliction. You have heard about Jesus now. You can act on your faith. So the woman had problem. She didn't have solution to the issue she was facing for 12 years. She was consulting one doctor after the other, different consultants, different doctors, until she had an encounter with Jesus Christ. No matter how big your problem is, God is bigger. God is bigger than your problem. I want you to put your faith into action. You may say, oh, I just need faith. And I want to tell you that faith alone is not enough. Why am I saying this? Because the Bible says in James chapter 2 verse 17, it states that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Inactive faith is simply an option. You see, inactive faith is simply an opinion. In the context of healing, acting on your faith means behaving as if you already healed. Don't just be focusing on the symptoms or waiting for a physical feeling to validate the promise. You know, Bible says that let the weak say, I am strong. And let the sick say, I am well, or I am healed. You see? So she did four things. She said it, she did it, you know, by putting into action. She received it, and she testified. Bible says in Mark chapter 5 verse 29 that immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Hallelujah. So there are lessons you can learn from this woman with the issue of blood. who had very difficult issues that she was dealing with. She was dealing with so many things. Isolation. She was dealing with uncleanliness. She was dealing with being talked about every single day, dealing with pain. She heard about Jesus. Do you have ears to hear the voice of God over the noise of the world? She listened with her spirit, not just her ears. She made a heart decision. Faith begins in the heart. She didn't wait for ideal conditions. She inconvenienced herself. The crowd was a hindrance to her. The crowd was an obstacle to her. The crowd were going to just stop her from moving forward. It wasn't an ideal condition for her, but she pushed her way through. She believed right in the middle of her situation. She spoke faith to herself. I will live life again. I will be healed. She kept declaring her healing even before she saw it. You know, he said, if only I would tie the hem of his garment, I know that I am going to be healed. She spoke out. She spoke out her faith. Speak your faith. Instead of agreeing with your fears or problems or feelings, declare God's promises aloud daily, every single day. Declare, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You got to declare your faith. Faith connects you to the unseen. Just like exercise strengthens your body, prayer and trust in God will sharpen your spiritual senses. Train yourself to see beyond the natural and walk by faith. Hallelujah. Declare your faith confidently. Authority is exercised by speaking, aligning your words with God's promises instead of your current circumstances. It gives power to your faith, you see. Align your words with God's promises. God's promises are in Christ, yes and amen. Jesus Christ has already signed every promise which is in the Bible, you know. So you got to really believe and exercise your faith and speak it out. Hallelujah. So are you using the authority God already gave you? Right now, Jesus is not with us here. So you may say, oh, the woman encountered Jesus physically, but now his spirit is put inside of us. We've got authority. His power is in us. As he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. He who is in you is greater than who is out there. The affliction coming to you, Jesus has given us his name, that at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow, every sickness will bow, every financial problem will bow, every marriage problem will bow, because you have a name above every name. Are you using the authority God already gave you? When you were born again, God placed his power within you. He who is in you is greater than who is out there. We have the resurrection power, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's inside of you. You are not defenseless or alone, I'm telling you. You are not weak. He equipped you to stand strong. The authority is to resist the enemy. It's already in you. Resist him and he will flee. Afflictions are from the enemy, from the devil. Don't wait thinking that somebody can do something for you. The power is inside of you, and you have to declare and decree and bring your faith into action, and you will see results. Hallelujah. So I tell you, for a believer, you got to exercise your faith. Bible says if you will speak to that mountain and you are not doubting, it will be removed. Mountains are obstacles and hindrances, sicknesses, challenges in our lives. Bible says speak to them. And they will flee in the name of Jesus. They will be removed into the sea. When it casts into the sea, it's not coming back. You may not even have any evidence that it has even been with you already. Exercise your faith. Exercise your authority. Speak it out. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. You've got to take a first step, and you can now operate into this. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.